What is the mark of his delighting in the fear of the Lord? If I delight in the fear of the Lord, the same will be true of me. What is that? One of the marks is he will never again judge or make form an opinion by what his eyes see. He sees something, he says, yeah, I won't form an opinion yet. I got to weigh it out. Now, we are very different. We, as soon as we see something, we form an opinion. We spread the news. I saw him doing it. Yeah, I actually saw with my own eyes that guy doing it. Not Jesus. He would not form an opinion by what his eyes see. So when you want to develop the fear of the Lord, start here. If you're serious, I don't know how many of you will be serious. Lord, from today onwards, I don't want to form a decision. I don't want to judge people by what I see. I may not know the whole truth. I remember a brother who, they saw him coming out of a drinking saloon. And sure enough, some other believers went around saying, we saw this brother, we actually saw him with my own eyes coming out of that drinking saloon. He had gone in to distribute some tracts there. Just 5 or 10 minutes earlier, went out to some tracts to distribute to people there and came out, and people thought he had gone drinking. This is what I mean by judging by what one sees with one's eyes. And I believe, you know, the one of the reasons God has placed the sun in the sky is to teach us, don't believe what your eyes see. The sun is not moving. For more than 5,000 years, everybody on earth believed the sun moves around the earth. They believe what their eyes saw. They say, I've seen it with my own eyes. It's not only 5,000 years ago. I remember once in India, I met a villager, a believer. So I was at his church and he asked me, Brother Zach, are you also one of those foolish people who believe that the earth goes around the sun? Don't you believe like I do that the sun goes around the earth? I said, yes, I'm one of those foolish people who don't believe that the sun goes around the earth, but that the earth goes around the sun. He wouldn't believe me. He felt he needed to pray for me because I was so dumb. It's only when people began to question it. Scientists and astronomers that about 600-700 years ago, somebody discovered the earth goes around the sun. And that is a daily reminder to us. You can teach your children, don't believe what your eyes see. And that applies to 101 other areas also. If you can learn that lesson from the sun, don't believe what your eyes see. It says about Jesus that when he feared the Father, he would never judge by what his eyes saw. Yeah, he would go beyond. Let me give you an example of that. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 2. John's Gospel, chapter 2. And verse 23. When Jesus was in Jerusalem during the Passover feast, many believed in his name, observing the miracles which he was doing. Now, don't you think Jesus should have been excited about that? Hundreds of people believing in my name because of the miracles they see. But Jesus did not entrust himself to them because he knew what was in them. He knew what was in their mind. People believed in him. It says so clearly. They believed in his name. Verse 23. Aren't you also one of those like them who believed in the name of Jesus? Do you think Jesus is excited about you just because you believed in his name? It could be written about you, my brother, sister, that Jesus does not entrust himself to you, even though you believe in his name, because he knows what is in you. He knows what your motive is in believing in him. You want to go to heaven, not because you want to follow him. And it says here in verse 25, he did not need anybody to tell him what men were like. Because he knew what was in them. He knew what was in their thoughts, motives. Why is this guy believing in me? Why is this guy coming to church regularly? He knew what was in them. And from that I learned something, that Jesus does not commit himself to everyone who believes in him. Here are people who believe in his name. Verse 23. Now apply that to yourself. You believe in his name. But could it be written about you that Jesus still does not entrust himself to you, because he knows what is inside you. He knows what type of thoughts you think when you're alone by yourself. He knows what the motives in your life are. He knows the goal that you're living for. He knows that you're out to make a name for yourself, or to make money, or to live a comfortable life, and you don't want to sacrifice anything for the Lord or something. He knows all that. Even though you can appear very pious before other people and appear very holy before others, God says, the Lord says, I know everything inside you. I know your motives. I know how much inner sacrifice you have in your life. And I know how the desires you have. And I know what sort of thoughts you think. I know your attitudes to people. So he does not commit himself. He did not commit himself to. And I say, Lord, it would be a tremendous tragedy if I live all my Christian life saying I believe in you and you could never commit yourself to me in my life, and I live my whole life and I enter into eternity and I discover in my entire life Jesus could not commit himself to me because he knew what was in me. So, Isaiah 11, he would not judge by what his eyes saw, and he would not make a decision by what his ears heard. That's the other thing. We say, I heard it. I heard it with my own ears. And Jesus says, okay, but I will not make a decision by what my ears hear. I want to tell you, my dear brothers, this is the mark of a man who fears God. Jesus is the great example. He does not judge by what his eyes see. He says there could be more to it. That guy came out of the drinking saloon. Maybe he went there to give tracts to somebody, not to drink. Or it could be some other situation like that. We had a situation like that in Bangalore once. After at a conference time. Some of you probably heard me mention this. Some young people were sitting around outside at night. And some young boy, one of the children of one of our church members, saw some smoke going up. Puffs of smoke going up. And immediately he went and told his mummy. Mummy, I saw some of those, our CFC young brothers smoking cigarettes at night. Wow. And the mother promptly, like many women do, not all women, immediately went to gossip about that to others. To tell someone else, my son actually saw them smoking. So, you know, this news goes around and finally it comes to me. So, my son happened to be in that crowd sitting there, one of my sons. I called him and I said, what is happening there? Was somebody smoking? He said, no, Dad. You know how it is outside in Bangalore, full of mosquitoes. And there's a thing called a coil, which we burn to drive away the mosquitoes. So when we sit outside, we always light that coil. And that sends up the smoke and the mosquitoes never come near us. Now, the boy is not to be blamed. He's a young kid. He doesn't know. Who is to be blamed there? That foolish mother of the boy, who first of all did not see it, but judged by what her son saw and what her ears heard. And I don't know how many people she spread the rumor about. You know how you can damage people's reputation? By speaking things, by what your eyes have seen and ears have heard. And some of those things you can never set right. You know, if you take a pillow made of feathers and you open it out and let it fly, try and put it back. You can't do it. It's like that. Once you spread something and it's gone here, there and everywhere, and that person's heard it and passed it on to somebody else, and that person heard it and passed it on. How will you take it all back now? When you discover the whole thing was a lie, not the truth. You can be saved from a lot of consequences of ruining other people's lives and messing up your own life if you fear God in such a way that you never take a decision by what your eyes see or your ears heard till you have investigated it. I'm not saying you should never take a decision. But don't stop with what your eyes see and your ears heard. Investigate it. This is something that the Lord taught the Israelites in the Old Testament. One of the things he told them, one of the laws he told them in the book of Deuteronomy was that he told them that they were to be very careful when they judged anybody or brought anybody to justice. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, it's a very interesting passage. This is a law that God gave Israelites. Deuteronomy 13:12. If you hear, okay, remember the mark of the fear of God, you will not judge by what you hear. So if you hear that in one of your cities, which the Lord gave you, some worthless men have gone out and said, let us go and worship other gods and serve other gods. You heard a story, the Israelites, one Israelite tells another, oh, brother, I heard that in that city, these people are worshiping idols. What should you do? Listen, number one, investigate. Number two, search out. Number three, inquire. Number four, inquire thoroughly. And number five, find out if it is true. Number six, see if the matter is established. Number seven, ensure that this abomination has actually been done. One sentence, there are seven things you have to check up. Then go and strike the inhabitants of that city. You see how important, even in the Old Testament law, God said, when you hear something, you heard that this worthless brother did something. Follow these seven things and you'll save yourself from passing out rumors and telling lies, and you will save many brothers and sisters from destroying their reputation. So, when you come back to Isaiah 11 and you see that this is how Jesus lived his entire life, he delighted in the fear of God. And so he would never judge by what his eyes see, and he would never take a decision by what his ears heard. But what did he do? He didn't just sit back and do nothing. But he investigated carefully, and then verse 4, with righteousness he would pass a judgment. So I'm not saying that you sit back lazily and say it doesn't bother me. For example, if your children do something, wouldn't you investigate it? Well, treat other believers with the same love you have for your own children. Investigate it. You don't believe some bad report you hear about your children immediately. You'll investigate it. Why don't we have the same love for others in the church or anyone else? If you claim to be a believer. So then with righteousness, so Jesus acts finally, but he acts with righteousness and with fairness. So righteousness and fairness must characterize us.